Josh Buckley has been a teacher in Arizona for the last 10 years.
And so the first 4 years of teaching, essentially every year was, do I have a job next year?
Now he teaches economics to seniors at Dobson High School in Mesa, and he's the vice president of the Mesa Education Association, which lobbies on behalf of teachers in the district.
But that happened to lots of teachers.
Every year during the second semester, they meet once a week to go over the budget for the coming year.
How much money has the district received this year? Are there any cuts to the district this year? And then working out what that means for salary, what does that mean for benefits?
But this year, things are a little different.
This year, we are doing really two budgets.
One, if Proposition 123 passes.
Or we work on a budget without Prop 123, where those monies aren't there.
Proposition 123 is asking voters statewide to approve a plan to inject $300 million a year into the state's K-12 education system by pulling money out of the state's trust lands for the next decade. Voters are set to decide if the measure passes on May 17th. But until then, many school districts in the Valley are trying to plan for both scenarios, and they're miles apart.
So if you want to know what the difference for Mesa Public Schools is, with Prop 123, we would see approximately $21.6 million in additional funds that we would have to allocate across the district. Without it would be $7.5 million.
Helen Hollins is the communications director with Mesa Public Schools.
So there's that, you know, $14 million differential. You can do a lot with $14 million to really impact student education.
Hollins says the lion's share of the district's operations money goes to salaries, wages, and benefits for their employees. And until May 17th,
it leaves a sense of unsurety with our employees to know, well, what is my compensation going to look like next year?
According to Buckley, the difference for teachers in Mesa is pretty stark.
A $2,500 raise for every teacher. That's the largest raise that teachers have seen in Mesa in a long time.
Across the valley, school districts are grappling with this uncertain future.
If it doesn't pass, the budget will pretty much look like it does this current school year. If Prop 123 does pass, we're putting all the additional funds into salaries.
Laura Felton with Paradise Valley Unified School District says teachers are looking at up to a 3.6% raise if Prop 123 passes. In Phoenix,
our employees have already gotten their contracts, and there's a contingency paragraph on it that tells them what might happen to their contract should Proposition 123 fail.
If it passes, Craig Platenik, spokesperson for the Phoenix Union High School District, says employees are looking at up to a 2.5% pay increase next year. Balls Elementary School District says they're also looking at a small raise for teachers. And in Cave Creek, the district says it would have to cut 63 positions if the proposition fails. To Buckley, the bottom line is simple.
Prop 123 will inject money into the classroom that isn't there.
But not every teacher is singing the same tune.
It very, very much worries me.
Ralph Quintana is a teacher at Don Mencendick Elementary School in Glendale, and he's the president of the Arizona Federation of Teachers, a small teachers organization affiliated with the AFL-CIO. He says some wealthier districts will be able to afford to give their teachers raises with Prop 123 money, but
it's still giving it on a per-student basis instead of looking at need, and for the inner-city school, they're just not going to be able to give the raises that some of the more affluent or rural districts are able to get.
In many inner city districts, he says money from Prop 123 will have to go to maintenance, new curriculum, supplies, and materials that have been cut for years by the state legislature.
If you're in an inner city school and a more poor school district, these things are going to permanently hurt us forever for those 10 years.
But Buckley says there are a million students in public education right now
who you essentially hold hostage to say, we're going to wait longer to try to figure out a better solution. There's always going to be a better solution. Compromise is never pretty.
Lauren Gilger, KJZZ News.